Kekal, obviously a disappointing result. Do you think we started very, very slow and that set the pace for the whole game?
Ridiculous.
I mean, they made all the running for Ridiculous. The first 10, 15 minutes, didn't they?
That Lancaster team deserved everything they got, absolutely everything they got, because they wanted it more. Can't have that.
I mean, I think certainly that, like I said, the first 10, 15 minutes,
they wanted it more.
It was just the pace of the game was all that one-way traffic, weren't it?
Yeah. So, as I said, some time for me to do my job now. I'm not going to go stupid with it, but...
I mean, difficult start sort of after a game like that. I mean, what can you put it down to? I mean,
them players.
The players.
We spoke the other day about formations, and I told you it's about players.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's about players. We give them all the tools, all the encouragement, all the advice that we've got between us to go out there and perform. You know, setting a tempo, playing at the right pace, competing, working hard with the other team. All things that are set in stone. And it looked to me as though, I'm listening, I'm hearing things, but I'm not listening.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not having that.
And it's bizarre because 12 months ago today was, I didn't realise it before the game, was the Mickleover away game, which I think was probably the worst performance I've seen an FC team put in up to that point.
Yeah.
And we probably at times eclipsed that today. But then all the times, we've played, got the ball. Well, we made chances.
The first half is the big problem.
Yeah.
The way that they've gone out, it's just unacceptable. Second half, it's not the type of football I want to say, but we forced into knocking long balls.
And trying to make something.
Something because there was nothing left. I could see nothing else in the players that was going to give them a spark. And it nearly worked, you know, the headers that we'd missed. You've got to finish them.
You've got
to finish them. That's poor play. That is poor play. Not unlucky, which at points, you know, sometimes we have been. You know, people have been getting blocks in and stuff like that, and the ball can rip anywhere. Chances like that, you've got to put away.
Yeah. And I didn't realise until before the game, that Wednesday was the first win we've had at Gig Lane this season. I mean, do you think teams are coming and actually just in the past, they probably just thought, it was a league ground and this, that, and the other. And we've been fortunate, not in a good sense, if you know what I mean, that, you know, it might have intimidated some teams, but teams are coming now and playing for them.
Yeah, they come and enjoy it. Sun's out and everything, and that young Lancaster scene there, they definitely come and enjoyed it, and they deserve to be going away with the win because of the art and endeavour that they showed and the lack of it that we showed.
I was going to say, you know, fair play. Give them all the credit because they played really, really good football, didn't they?
Group of young lads who have come in and started, you know, they've set a high tempo, competed, and...
And the frustrating thing is we saw last season what a good cup run can do. It builds everybody up.
Brilliant.
You know, and
brilliant. And you know, now we've got to get the lads, you know, heads back up.
Ready for
next week.
I was going to say Marine again. Another things. We always have big games against Marine, so you know, they're doing all right. So
yeah, definitely. But you know, like I say, I've got serious doubts about some of them in there now. Not as footballers, but
an attitude thing. You think
with the attitude? Yeah,
that's interesting.
That's not because, and I don't say they've got bad attitudes.
Yeah.
I just mean that they've at certain points it's clear as day for everyone to see. They'll do it on one day and then another day it doesn't happen, and that's not down to footballing ability.
Yeah,
that's down to them.
Something in there. Yeah. Right, we'll see you next week, Carl. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.